بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear viewers. أضم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمسابنا بمولاتنا سيدة نساء العالمين الزهراء الطاهرة بنت رسول الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grace us with a great reward over our grief for Our Lady, the best amongst all of the women, الزهراء, the most pure, the daughter of Rasulullah. I'm joined here today by Alima Razia Batul Najafi, which is an international world renowned scholar who has studied in Qom for many years. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting
me. We're very happy to have you here as well.
Jazakum Allah khair.
So the topic for today is going to be one of the titles of Sayyida Zahra, Salamullah alayha, which is Al-Mumtahana, the one who is faced with trials or tested with trials. So I wanted to ask you if we can jump right into the questions.
Most welcome.
So one of the titles, as I said, mentioned was Al-Mumtahana. Can you explain a little bit where this title comes from and why Sayyida Zahra, Salamullah alayha, has this title?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And I'm so glad that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given me this beautiful opportunity to talk about Our Lady of Light, Fatimatul Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, and especially about this title, because I think this is not that much common between us. And the reason is this title, which today we are going to discuss about it, it has come from the ziyarah of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha and Imam Jawad Alayhi Salam, Ruhi wa Arwahul Alameen Lahul Fida'. I just love it the way Imam is introducing her by this amazing title. And just in the beginning, I would love to say that, you know, the youngest Imam is Imam Jawad. Yeah. And the youngest Ma'asuma from Ma'asumin alayhim salam is definitely Lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha. So this is a beautiful match. And the way one of the companion, Musa bin Qasim, he says that once I went to meet Imam Jawad and I asked him that, can you give us this permission to do a tawaf of Baytullah, the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, on behalf of you and your, ajdad and ma'asumin alayhimus salam? So Imam said, yes, you can do it. So he was so happy and he went to Baytullah, Mecca, and he did all the tawaf on behalf of ma'asumin alayhimus salam. After 3 years, he met Imam Jawad alayhi salam again, and he told him that, you know, I did all the tawaf on behalf of Rasulullah, then Amir al-Mu'mineen, then A'imma alayhi salam, and sometimes I used to do tawaf on behalf of your mother, Lady Fatima. So that time, Imam Jawad alayhi salam, you know, this beautiful hadith, he says that, he says, fastaksir, like the tawaf which you have done on behalf of our mother, yeah, you have to increase it, do it more frequently, because this is afzal. So we have a different kind of connection with Imam Jawad alayhi salam when it comes to our soul mother, Lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha.
Alhamdulillah, yes. That was beautifully said. I never knew that was really beautiful. So can you also enlighten us while we're talking about, you were mentioning Imam al-Jawad, can you mention or enlighten us actually with the circumstances of which the Imams alayhim salam, they chose to teach their Shias du'as and ziyaras, right? So can you teach us more about the philosophy behind these literatures or this literature?
Yeah. The biggest treasure which we have from our ma'asumin, from A'imma alayhi salam, is definitely some ziyarat and some supplications and ad'iyah and du'as. And Unfortunately, nowadays, sometimes, you know, we just say Assalamu alaikum, Ya Rasulullah. But I literally, I feel that all the titles, you know, those are just a beautiful way of educating us, way of introducing the personality of Ma'sumin alayhi salam. So just look at this particular ziyarah. The way Imam Jawad alayhi salam has chosen to introduce her mother through this title of Mumtahana. So it's so beautiful. Like Mumtahana, the way you have told us that it's the one who has been tested by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with so many challenges and trials, because we as a human being, we have less capacity. Yeah, we are limited because our talents, our capacity is less, so our test is also less, you know, limited. And we have done some kind of promises to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Alam al-Zar before pre-existence, before we come to this material world. So those promises are definitely there, and Quran has mentioned about it, but our promises towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was just misaqul aam, like general promises, like, you know, very surface. But some people, they have done misaqul khas, like very special kind of, you know, connection to Allah, and promises that when they will come to this world, you know, how many duties they are going to fulfill, the and the loyalty towards the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the third group is misaqul akhas, means the very specific one, because they have that capacity and talent and that kind of, you know, all the, we can say, sabr, and, you know, therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken more tests from them, because, you know, the way even in dunya, if you want to progress in your field, so you will not stop. You'll say, no, after masters, I want to take the challenge of, you know, PhD. So I want to give more tests, more trials. I want to study more. I want to put myself in, you know, so many challenges. Why? Because you feel you're capable.
So
the capability of Lady Fatima al-Zahra is definitely like Panjatan alayhi salam, like five holy personalities. Standing
much greater than ours,
not comparable. So it's so beautiful, and we can get connected very easily, that we feel, wow, you know, the purpose of our life in this tiny world, in this transit, that yes, I'm going to follow my Lady of Light. And look, the way even Du'ai Nudba says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows that these personalities, they are going to pass all the trials. And look at the devotion of their hearts towards Allah's commands. So therefore Allah has chosen them. So the choice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes after their devotion, after their action. Because many times youth, they have this question that, you know, if they are the chosen one, you know, if they are infallible, that means they cannot commit any sin. So so what kind of big deal they have done? You know, it's not a big deal. Because they are the chosen one. But it's not like that. So this title of Mumtahana is answering so many questions in our day-to-day life, that because she is Mumtahana, so I can follow her.
Exactly.
Because she has the same feelings which I have. Otherwise Allah would choose an angel as a uswa, as a qudwa, as a role model, as a hadi, as a guide. But Allah said, no, I want to choose a human being. So she's the Hawra Insiya, like us, and she's passing all the tests with so much joy. So we can bring that joy in our life, inshallah.
That was truly really interesting, because what you said, that she is a human, but she still passes all of these tests, and I feel like it was a plan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call her al-mumtahana, so that we know that, oh, she has faced these trials, she's not just infallible and just going through all of the challenges like this, right? So yeah, and they're faced with great challenges, not even the ones we can imagine, probably. So very interesting. So if we look at this ziyara, it mentions Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam as the mumtahana, and we compare it to the surah 60th of the Quran, which is also surah al-mumtahana. Do you find any similarity here, or can you explain that?
Yeah, definitely. There are 9 chapters out of 114 in Quran in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about bara'ah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we have tawalli and tabarri, and like the way we have to get closer, mm-hmm. and we should have love and our affections towards Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and our hatred towards someone who's far away from Allah and Ahlul Bayt. Mm-hmm. So this surah is so beautiful, full of wilayat and bara'at. Mm-hmm. But the verse number 10 talks about a story, mm-hmm. in which it says that, after the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards Islam, female Muslimah, when they converted towards Islam and they wanted to migrate from Mecca to Medina, and they would come and they would say, I'm a Muslimah, yeah, accept me as a Muslimah in this new religion and new environment and new society. So Allah says, no, ya Rasulullah, you have to test them. Yeah, because sometimes someone comes with, ill a heart, and some other maybe munafiqat, and maybe someone is hypocrite. So therefore, that is about testing newly converted Muslima. So that story is there. So that is that kind of test. But here it's totally different.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it doesn't. I see. So if we were to look at this divine test of Sayyidah Fatima, salamullah alayha, one would ask, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not create us so in order that we fulfill? So that we create all of the humanity, so that he could test us to see who is the best in deeds.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes I say, I don't know why we are escaping from test and trial sometimes. Mm. We know the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, even one of the best title of Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha is Ummul Masa'ib. The mother, the center, the hub of all kinds of trials. That is her fazila, her status. Yeah. That shows she's wow. Yeah. That shows how much strength,
powerful
she is. So test itself is a ni'mah. Sometimes I ask from myself, I say, Razia, just you tell me, if Allah truly wants to love you, and he wants you, that you have to get closer to him. So if he just keep giving me all the material, bounties and whatever, usually we are asking in this dunya, so automatically we get disconnected. So the moment we get some kind of pain, and that pain has wisdom. I give this example of a baby in the lap of mother, in the hands of mother. It's the most secure, it's the most peaceful place. But sometimes mother, out of love, she maybe because she wants to give a baby a burp, so she makes baby up and down because of maybe taking taking a baby towards a bath, taking bath and whatever reason. So sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all these trials and imtihan and tests to make us more purified. To, you know, that test has wisdom, meaning. You know, our life is full of meaning. Without test, like literally when I see the cow, I say, look, cows are just eating. You know, just always focus on their physical growth only. So we are not just like them. So why I should always thinking just for, you know, this material world, and I'm thinking, oh, no, I don't want to have any kind of test, you know. So tests means, again, means the beautiful ride, the beautiful medium, the beautiful tool, which can just takes us definitely closer to Allah tabaraka
ta'ala. Inshallah. So it truly is a means of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these tests that we're facing.
No doubt.
And I really love the reference of the mother, like, doing certain stuff to her child so that they gain growth and get, definitely,
exactly.
That's so perfect. That's a perfect way of putting it. So also in the ziyara, there is a part which talks about this alleging the wilaya of Sayyida Zahra, salamullah alayha. And I was wondering, what does this mean to allege her wilaya? And also, how do we safeguard ourselves for when we do so? And
there are so many beautiful, very profound hadith we have about the wilaya of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha. I just love this hadith, which says, كانت مفروضة الطاعة على جميع خلق الله من الأنبياء والملائكة والجن والإنس. Like the only lady I think we have in history that her ita'at, obeying her is mafruz, is wajib, is incumbent. Like her wilaya means wilaya. Wilaya, very simple and practical meaning of wilaya is that whatever obstacles, whatever we can say hurdles which we made between us and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and Ummul A'imma, Ummul Ulum, Ummul Fada'il, she's the the root of all the ismah and wilaya. So she is in wilaya. So our wilaya means I have to remove all the obstacles and get closer to her. And literally, Quran talks a lot about wilaya, that even we mu'mineen, like as a believers, I have wilaya on you, you have wilaya on me. I have to encourage you towards goodness. Amr bima'roof, that is wilaya.
Exactly.
I have to stop you from, you know, evil. That is wilaya. But like I cannot be, you know, carefree. I say, okay, let her do whatever. You know, that is her life.
Yeah.
This comes from other cultures, not Islamic cultures, you know. So when we as a mu'mineen, we have little small wilaya on each other, but it comes to the wilaya of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, the way even Imam of the age, Imam of the time, Imam Asr alayhi salam, he says, she is my role model. You know, I'm following her. I have her wilaya.
She's goosebumps.
Exactly. You know, she's my hujjah. She's my teacher. She's my... So and you know, sometimes even sermon number 202 of Nahjul Balagha talks beautifully about the you know, I don't know how to say that, you know, she's the rukn and pillar of the life of Sayyidul Awliya, Sayyidul A'imma, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the way Imam Ali alayhi salam has broken after the, you know, shahada and martyrdom of Lady Fatima, it shows her wilaya again. You know, the wilaya of Lady Fatima Zahra is tremendous, mashallah, hadith we have about it. And not only us, even Anbiya and a'imma alayhim salam, you know, they have to listen, they have to obey the commands of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha.
That truly, like, that was really beautifully said. Exactly. That made me look at Sayyidah Fatima in a different light, subhanallah. She truly is really great. So in another part of the ziyara, it mentions that the two types of sabr, the sabr of the Mawlatuna, our lady, and the sabr of her mawaleen. Can you explain these two types of sabr?
Yeah. The way we have talked about two types of imtihan and test, you know, her imtihan is so higher than our imtihan. The same thing comes to sabr. Like they say, as-sabr buraqun hadha as-safar. The safar of wilaya of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha needs so much sabr and patience, and we need that power to control our desires. And jihadul akbar cannot be done but with this beautiful ride of sabr. You know, the controlling, that power of using our all, you know, talents and whatever we can say senses we have in this world, whatever bounties Allah has given to us, all hawas al khamsa, whatever we have, if we have a control on it, and if we use them for higher purpose, then definitely we are sabir. So our sabr is no doubt that we have to move from worldly life towards divine life. But the sabr of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, one is so beautiful, ala hamlul ilm wal amanatur rabbaniya. Like she is caring, she's hamil, the one who carries, yeah? She's having what? Ilm of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. I love the ayat of Nur, chapter Nur, verse number 35. Yeah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu nuru as-samawati wal-ard. Masalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al-misbahu fi al-zujaj. Al-zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabu al-durri. It's beautiful ayah. And it says that that Nur, Allah is Nur, yeah? And that Nur in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala needs definitely, and Allah wants to show and manifest His nur by this beautiful family of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So she's hamil, she's carrying, like mishkat, niche, like misbah, like, you know, like the light of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the place, like her heart is carrying, like, like, I don't know how to say, you know, it's not easy. Therefore, in salawat, we say, Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ummiha wa ba'liha wa baniha wa sirril mustawdi'. Yeah, sir, يعني that secret. Yeah, that secret has so much, like if you have a secret in your heart, yeah, if you know all the secrets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so you need more sabr because you have so many treasures to share. You know, people that don't have that much capacity to take it. You know, you need some time and some environment to share with them. So therefore her a level of sabr is just outstanding because she is carrying all the ilm of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and amanat and trusts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Exactly. So another concept which is also in this ziyara is the purification for us through the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. So I was wondering if you can shed more light on this.
Yeah. Even in ziyarat jami'i kabira, we say taharatan li anfusina wa tazkiyatan lana. So the best way to purify our souls is definitely wilaya of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha and Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. Because taharat, you know, the way I remember Ayatullah Fazl Lankarani, he used to say that whenever I used to recite Ayat Tathir, that very famous ayah, so I would get so many confusion that how come this ayah has come in middle of the lengthy ayah and it doesn't suit, you know, like very complication is there.
Yeah.
So because he used to live in the city of knowledge, Qum al-Muqaddas, so he would go to Lady Fatima Ma'asuma Salamullah alayha, and he did so many tawassul, and then he got a beautiful meaning of tahara, like the famous ayah. About Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, which we always recite, is again Ayat al-Tathir from Tahara. So because they are the actual, the genuine, you know, the manifestation of Tahara in this world, we can get Tahara and purification only from this door, from this gate. And it's so beautiful that we get tahara in means our way of thinking intellectually, and also the path which we have to choose to reach to our destination. We need the pure path, we need the purest thought, so we need that aql, we need that fikr. So Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says very beautifully that what is aql? الأقل ما عبد به الرحمن واكتسب به الجنان. عقل means the tool, the beautiful light from which you can achieve, you can get closer to Allah تبارك وتعالى, you can worship Allah. ما عبد به الرحمن واكتسب به الجنان, and you can achieve Jannah and paradise. So if something can take you towards Jannah and towards heaven, then you have light, aql. So usually, you know, our fikr, our thoughts, our aql, and our path is not mustaqim, it's not right. And she is purifying, you know, the way we have intellectually. Because if I think purely, if my thoughts are safe, then I can think, you know, purely, and then I can choose the pure path and maslak and fikr and aql, and everything can get salim by having this beautiful medium, which is vilayat of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. And I really want to add this hadith, which says, man kana aqilan kana lahu ad-din. Nowadays, people, they say, oh, because I'm so modern, I'm so, you know, I don't know, free, so I don't care about religion, Like, I want to live my life. Religion is not that important.
Yeah, exactly.
But Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, man kana lahu aql, if you have aql, if you're intellectually, you know, on right path, like you're safe, you're pure aql, then you have deen. If you have deen, then you go towards Jannah, you know. So aql leads us towards deen. Aql leads us. It doesn't mean that, oh, I'm so aql, I'm so intellectual, I'm so educated, I'm so modern, I don't need a deen. No, deen comes from aql. And who's purifying our aql? Our aql get purified by Janabi Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, by her beautiful guidance. Because you can't believe it, Maryam Jan, that, you know, like, she is the beautiful interpretation of Laylatul Qadr, like she is making our destiny. She, you know, like, I truly, we feel in this major occultation her prayers, her du'as, her attention, and the way she used to say to her children that, oh Hassan, oh Hussein, I'm praying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that after my martyrdom, when you people are going to cry for me, you know, I'm giving this kind of wasata. I'm asking Allah by sake of your tears that, oh Allah, guide my followers, you know, لَشِّعَيَانِ فَاطْمَةُ الزَّهْرَى سَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Like, she's, you know, her grief, her pain It wasn't physical pain, definitely. We just talk about it, and that is very painful for us. That's a great grief and musriba. But the actual pain of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha is to make us reach to Jannah. That is our aim.
Yeah.
Like she cannot see that we, as a follower, as a lover, as a spiritual daughters of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, if we are misguided, if we are not pure in our day-to-day life, that is really hurting our Lady of Light, Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha.
I feel like Sayyidah Fatima truly is like an underrated character of Ahlul Bayt sometimes, because I feel like we can take more lessons from her, as I've never heard some of the things you've said before, and it was truly a delight to listen to. It was beautiful, some of the, like, beautiful,
so mashallah.
So is there anything you'd like to share with us, or that we can take with us?
Yeah. MashaAllah, our viewers, they are more greater in amal and in knowledge. But I always say to myself that, first of all, we have to know the grief of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. Like, if we know that what was her mission, and the way she used to defend the imamat and vilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, it shows that Fatima Zahra Salamullahi alayha, we know her status is so high, no doubt.
Yeah.
But herself, she's saying, I want to sacrifice myself for vilayat Amir al-Mu'mineen.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, it's something really outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that fidaha abuha, like, I want to sacrifice myself for Fatima. Like, look at the, you know, this beautiful family.
Yeah,
like
love.
The love, the connection, and all of them, they're sacrificing themselves for our guidance.
Yeah.
So sometimes I ask to myself that, what kind of, you know, sacrifices I'm giving? Because we do so much for our family members, you know, for our worldly needs. We go out of way.
Exactly.
But we recite this beautiful ziyara, which Imam Jawad alayhi salam is teaching us. Assalamu alayki. Or it just start with, ya mumtahana. So what kind of tests and trials and, you know, like challenges we are taking in our life? So we don't go out of our way. And on the day of judgment, literally Hadith says, we are going to regret. We are going to say, ya laytani, ya waylata farrattu fi jambillah. Why I didn't devoted my time for Fatima and Awlad-e Fatima, for this beautiful path which Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam they are teaching for us. So inshallah, I usually say there are so many slogans, Fatimi slogans, which we can have in our day-to-day life. One is Al-Jar Summa Dar, means nowadays this world is so, in a very selfish world, me and my life.
Yeah, individualistic. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But look at the Fatimi beautiful motto which we have to use in our life. Is she says, first jar means neighbors and others, and then me.
Yeah.
And she's always thinking about others.
Yeah.
And one of my teacher, he was giving this beautiful example that, you know, if I really want to have light in my life, taharat, purification in my life, guidance in my life, so a physical example, if I'm holding a torch in dark, you know, area, so I will not put the light towards my eyes or my face.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just putting the light direction towards others, the items, you know, the path. So if I give, happiness and joy, if I help others, then I will get the light, then I will get the path, you know. So actually, this is really important, that how I can make my heart so, you know, expanded, yeah, that I can think more about others, yeah, compared to myself. If I'm thinking about others, then I definitely take care of myself to serve others, you know, to make the environment more productive. Yeah. So that kind of like lessons we can take from the beautiful seerah, beautiful batin, you know, profound, because it has beautiful fragrance that we can learn from Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, al-jar summa dar. But we say ad-dar summa al-jar. We say me, I'm first.
Yeah, me
I'm
first and then others.
Yeah. And one more story which I really, really, really like is that, you know, once a young, I think, lady, she came to ask some questions from Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha about some fiqhi question about her mother, some problems related salah and prayers. And she asked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hatta ashara, like 10 questions in one go. And then she felt a bit shy. She said, you know, I'm just taking your time. I'm making you tired. So look at the answer. You know, like she is truly mumtahana. Like she says, I have come here with purpose.
Wow.
You know, this is not my destination. Yeah. I didn't come to rest here, you know, just. So I have come with mission. And that mission is to serve the community. So what she says, hati wasali. Ask more and more, you know. Don't say sorry, you know, I'm here to reply. So she's keep replying. And then when she says, how come, you know, I'm having this kind of beautiful welcome from you? So she says, because I'm working for Allah. You know, I'm working for Allah, not for you.
Yeah.
And I'm getting all the reward from Allah. Mm. I'm ajirullah.
Yeah.
You know, and then she gives beautiful example that if there's any, for example, heavy stuff, and if I ask you, can you take this heavy stuff from here, for example, this table, from here to the other part, other story, you know, like on the roof, and then I will pay you, for example, millions of dollars. So you will say, you know, because reward is so high. I will do it. I will not even feel tired. You know, why I don't feel tired? Because I'm just looking to the reward, you know.
Looking
the reward
forward
is so
to it.
So she said, whatever we do here, it's nothing. You know, I'm tiredless. Why? Because I'm thinking about the reward. Because I'm working for Allah. So I usually say that we all know that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he has said in his last moment that Fustu bi Rabbil Ka'ba, but we don't know, unfortunately, the last statement of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha.
Yeah,
before Shahada. So her amazing message was Ridaka, Ridaka, Ridaka. She's just talking to Allah, you know, and she's saying, Ya Allah, your pleasure, you know, your satisfaction, your attention.
Yeah.
I want you and you. That's it.
You know,
so beautiful.
It is.
Like it again, it matches very beautifully with vilaya of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, with tahara and purification of our souls by getting, you know, closer to Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, that ridaka, ridaka, ridaka. You know, sometimes we say, oh, my purpose of my life is to become an alima, for example, to write a book, you know, to attend a majlis, to go to Karbala. But sometimes I can't, you know.
Yeah.
Something comes in between. So I shouldn't be upset. Why? Because that was your aim. Alhamdulillah, you know, you are thinking well and you are thinking very spiritually. But if you couldn't do it because of some, you know, hurdles and obstacles, you should say, oh, Ya Allah, if you like me to stay, to stop, I'm happy.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm pleased.
So, yeki darmon pasand. In Persian, we say, some people, they say, oh, Ya Allah, give me shifa. You know, I don't want this pain.
Yeah.
Some people, they say, oh, how come I'm far away from my mom? You know, I want to go to her.
Yeah.
But Fatimiyun, what they say? They say, پسندم آن چرا جان جانان پسندد. ما I don't have any choice. You know, ya Allah, whatever you like, I like it.
And this
you know?
Brings back to the sabr as well,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. Al-mumtahana, the one who is tested, but she still stands strong. Subhanallah. It's truly an inspiration to hear, and also like it really sort of got me like motivated. This how much have you sacrificed? Me, myself, I'm speaking to myself first, how much have I sacrificed? And I have the opportunity right now to actually show the Imam of our time. That's his grandmother, and I can please her and I can please him, inshallah, if I can sacrifice myself for Islam and deen and really like take lizzat bebaram, like I can take
that pleasure. Yeah,
I can take lessons from these trials that I'm facing and experience more growth. Take inspiration from actually this title Al Mumtahana and be as strong as Sayyida Fatima.
Like this ziyarah is just we can say shifting our perspective. About this world, you know, like
true.
You live totally differently, you know, you transform your, you know, mental state.
Like
you look everything, like you say, oh, wow, because if I truly, if I love you, if I respect you, if I know whatever comes from Maryam as full of, you know, wisdom and because she truly loves me, so she do everything with love, yeah?
Yeah.
So the same thing somehow goes to Allah, you know, how come if something comes from Allah, then how come we are questioning about it?
Yeah, exactly. He loves us more than our mothers even. He says that, right?
So, no doubt.
Yeah, truly.
So that is, the biggest, inshallah, lesson which we can take from Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha's beautiful life in our day-to-day life, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much for that insightful response. So I was wondering also, since today will probably young people will probably say, oh, but as you mentioned before, like, oh, they're infallible, the A'immah and Sayyida Fatima, but how can we implement these things in our lives, right? Because they were infallible. So I was wondering if there's any way to sort of connect to Sayyida Fatima, for example, any practical things that we can do to implement in our lives, as in ziyara, du'as, or anything. If you can please enlighten us on that.
Yeah, one of the beautiful way to connect our soul towards Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha soul. Yeah, like how fortunate we are that we can connect, we can say salam to her. You know, Allah has given this permission to us to connect to her. So one of the way is this beautiful ziyara, ziyara of Mumtahana, which has only three sentences, nothing more than that. And ulama, they literally recommend us to memorize this ziyara the way we all know dua of Imam Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, dua hujja, Allahumma kun li waliyik. So this ziyara should be also, you know, inshallah, very common between us, and we should recite in our day-to-day life, number one. Number two, myself, I love to recite the dua of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha in my qunut of salah and ta'aqibat al-salah, after salah, whatever ibadat, whatever du'as we do. So that is beautiful. Again, short, which says that رَبِّ قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي وَفَرِّغْنِي لِمَا خَلَقْتَنِي. Oh Allah, make me qani', make me content about whatever you have given to me. You know, I have to be razi, you know, I have to be satisfied. I know it's a beautiful distribution from your side. So qani' about a rizq, number one. وَفَرِّغْنِي لِمَا خَلَقْتَنِي, or make me free. فَرَاغَتْ, make me free for what? For the reason, for the purpose, The purpose which you have created me for that purpose, because usually we are not free for our, you know, the goal which we should have in our life,
exactly.
for worshiping Allah, for getting closer to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, for recitation of beautiful wordings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Quran. You know, we don't have time.
Yeah,
so it's strange, you know, like I have come, for example, here in this studio, yeah, to talk about Lady of Light, Salamullahi Alayha. And I said, I don't have time to talk about, you know, this beautiful topic. And I do all other things, but the purpose.
Yeah.
So you'll be laughed. You say, oh, how come, you know, you don't know why you are here? You know, you have lost your, you know, like mission or whatever purpose or aim of the life. So therefore, Malaika and angels, they're just puzzles, you know, when they see us, that we say we don't have time for dua, for Quran and for ziyara, you know. So this year I was trying my best to have this theme of memorizing the surah, the chapter 76 of Quran, Al-Insan, or Surah Al-Dahr. So for just in the love of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha, without any haja, maybe I don't have any maddi, dunyavi, you know, worldly need or haja, but just out of love, you know. So I really recommend this dua, Rabbi qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa farrighni lima khalaqtani. It's so beautiful, like
so
it
beautiful,
gives so
short,
much.
Yeah,
short and full of, you know,
strong, yes, extra, powerful, right?
Powerful,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's asking for the right things.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, and one more thing, which is, you know, designed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is a tasbih Umm al-A'imma salamullahi alayha. Yeah. I just love it the way Allah says, you have to connect, you have to, you know, attach it with salah, like straight after salah. You have to go and recite Tasbih of Fatima.
Yeah.
So it's better to even don't change the position. Yeah. Just connect it. Yeah. Because if it wasn't the part after the salah and something like salah, you know, like that much emphasis we have about Tasbih Umm al-A'imma Salamullahi Alayha, then we would just, you know, leave it. We would forget it very easily. There are so many other beautiful dua or a'mal and wird and zikr we have, but we don't do it. But Allah says, no, you have to attach it with namaz and with salah, number one. Number two, I love the way Allah has chosen three zikr. Yeah, like takbir, tahmid, and tasbih. Three. Okay, why three? We don't know exactly, but a little, you know, research which we could do is that we have three kinds of whisperings and attacks from shayateen, and distraction from our goal.
Yeah.
One is from heavens, and one is from earth, you know, arzi. One is from space and faza. So all the blockage sometimes which we get, this beautiful zikr of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is just removing all the blockages, and just opening up the doors of wisdom and nur and light in our day-to-day life. So I truly love the way, even not the zikr are three, even then again, 33 times,
33,
you know, 34 times, you know. And even that has so many philosophy and wisdoms that why 33, why 34, even the numbers, you know, like the levels of all, you know, like the steps, the ranks which we need. And Maryam Jan, if you get to know that if we recite one tasbih of Allahu Akbar in our life, in our daily life, in one tasbih of, like, means 100 times subhanallah, 100 times alhamdulillah, literally hadith says that all all the, like we can be the best among all the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because of that zikr.
Yeah,
so usually I say, if we didn't have the tasbih of Ummul A'imma, maybe we would not able to recite every day, you know, like if we recite after each salah, yeah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. So how many times we say Allahu Akbar in our one day? Yeah,
exactly.
So that is, we could say tawfiq ijbari, like forcefully, yeah, because of this beautiful invitation of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, we are just, you know, alhamdulillah, we get this opportunity to recite the beautiful zikr of takbir, tahmid, and tasbih. So this is the wisdom behind this tasbih, and we truly feel that, you know, this is a beautiful gift of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I usually say, rahmatul lil alameen has chosen the beautiful gift to give to nisa'ul alameen. And then rahmatul lil alameen, he says that if I would have something, you know, more powerful, definitely I would give that zikr to my daughter, to my part of my heart. So, because this is the, you know, like very, very powerful zikr, therefore I have chosen to give to my daughter as a gift. Yeah.
MashaAllah, I just realized how many times we recite this zikr, because we pray our prayers 5 times a day, right? And probably many mustahab prayers as well. So how many times are you repeating Allah's name, and how powerful isn't that? SubhanAllah. Yeah. So as we've reached the end of this episode, I'd especially like to thank you for your time and all of your beautiful explanations.
One last thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
That why we call it tasbih? Why not tahmid? Like we say alhamdulillah too in this zikr. Why not takbir? So why we say tasbih to this? So I think it's better if we just leave this question in our audience.
Yeah. So they can leave a comment. Yeah.
Exactly.
An open ending. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a really great suggestion, that we would leave this question open for the viewers. And as we've reached the end of this episode, I'd especially like to thank you a lot for coming here and sharing these insightful delights of answers with us. Thank you so much again. And thank you especially to our dear viewers as well for tuning in. Please do leave a comment below and your suggestions as well for this open question that Alima Radia asked. And also, please do subscribe to the Blessed Three Media on YouTube, and also on our other social medias as well. We are available on Facebook, Instagram, as well as YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are in South Punjab right now, in a district called Fazilpur, and we are reassessing. We are in phase 2 now, where we are rebuilding new homes and assessing the impact of the floods after the water has been dried. By the way, these are Sadat, family household of the Ahlul Bayt, and they are, at least in this village itself, a dozen of houses that have been completely put down into rubble. And this is where we are assessing. You can look at the other components of the area where it has really, really, you know, been put down into rubble because of the floods. Okay, so we are here in Jandamore, in Dichi Khan district, Dera Ghazi Khan district. We have Aapka naam kya hai?
Gulam Shabir.
Gulam Shabir, he is basically the owner of this land here. His house was destroyed. The World Federation is trying to support him and his family to rebuild this house. Okay, this will be a one bedroom house. There will be 7 people who will be living in a simple way, but at least in a decent way. So you can see with the floods now, there's been an uplift. So the house is not starting from the bottom, but rather it's an uplift of the platform, so that in future if there is floods, then there is at least some adequate support from the foundation. And then this is work in progress right now, and there are 12 houses here that have been built in this village. Three that belong to him and his brothers. There are two other brothers, and they'll be all within this vicinity. And there are very similar structures that are being developed beyond this in this village, where we have 12 of our Mominin families who live here. And this is work that is already in progress. How can we achieve optimized house at such a reasonable cost?
The size of the room is hardly 12 by 14 feet, and it will be supplemented with a washroom also, which will be for one family. This is not going to be a house, this is going to be a threshold shelter for a family of 6 to 7 people. So you can understand that in a budget of $1,250, we would be able to provide a threshold shelter for a small family, inshallah.
We are in Fateh, there is Ismail Khan district in KPK, in Pakistan. This is also an area which was destroyed by the floods, parts of it. We have got around 300 families from our communities here, and this is one of the houses that has been almost completed. And the father, who is obviously, he's lost his wife and his two sons, and plus there's another one, the four people are living here. This house has just been built, and you can see that it's a decent one bedroom house which gives them the basic facilities, and far better than what it was before. And this was obviously made possible with the donations. The idea really is to develop such simple but sustainable housing to make sure that people who have lost a lot during these floods are rehabilitated in a way that is simple yet sustainable, and they can move forward with their lives. And the third phase that we'll be focusing more is supporting them with economic upliftment once we have ensured that the housing and the rehabilitation, inshallah, is done.